Radio.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and phone, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Come on, man.
PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
And we are broadcasting live on Mojo 50 Radio. That is the iHeart radio station. If you like to listen to us live and in its entirety, I don't blame you. We are fact-seeking truth junkies, and we will reveal all of the lies and expose all of the corruption that is going on inside of this great republic right now, who a certain group of people wishes to topple the entire political system. They're bringing hate amongst us. They're creating division amongst us. The biggest psyop ever exists on Facebook. Inside of YouTube, all over Twitter, and it's in Telegram. People are being canceled. People are being doxxed. People are being deleted and banned. And the all-out attack on Trump-loving, Trump-supporting, patriotic, God-fearing Christian Americans is right out in the wide open right now. We do business with Christians. We do business with God-fearing, patriotic American people. They sponsor this program. And I'll tell you what, we are going to every single day, we're going to hear something new from Carlos Cortez Jr. Cortez Wealth Management, a new sponsor on the show. Yesterday, he was talking about, hey, don't buy into this precious metals thing, right? You know, everybody's trying to convince these elderly people. You watch these infomercials, you know, or commercials on these cable broadcast networks and news networks all over the place. Buy gold, buy silver, you know, all this stuff. He's like, no, don't do that. This is bait. This is weird. This is not good. And then yesterday, a news article comes out supporting that theory. Here's our daily message from Carlos Cortez Jr.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. Just like yesterday, I knew that silver will be pumped and dumped. And I told you yesterday, do not buy into the silver trap because they're going to pump it, and then they're going to dump it. Do not spend your retirement buying precious metals. Precious metals is a traded commodity, and there is no guarantee on those precious metals. There's no guarantees on those gold and silver investments, especially in an IRA. If you lose money in the IRA, you can never write it back. So what you need is to be confident. There are safe ways to protect your money in retirement. You need a patriotic fiduciary working for you that is God-fearing and that truly cares about the American people. My name is Carlos Cortez. Call my office, set up a meeting online, and we can help you to retire safely and securely in a tax-efficient manner.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism. PC Radio Show is on. Mojo 50 Radio.
So much bad news out there. Seriously, like people... Yesterday I felt like my whole show... I feel like I'm a Debbie Downer up here almost every day. I'm committed to bringing truth, and unfortunately right now, the truth is pretty ugly. Joining us right now, Monica Matthews, she is the host of the very popular Life, Love, and Liberty. Let me ask you something, Monica. We're in the Telegram world. I see you all over the place. You're bouncing off my Twitter, and, you know, that sounded great. It sounds great, doesn't it? The question is...
I am not bouncing off your Twitter, but go ahead.
The question is, it keeps coming back to, okay, that's great. That's great. Yeah, we know this. We know they're all liars. We know it's all fake. We know it all. But now what? What do we do?
Right.
You know, let's bring some clarity for us, would you please?
Yeah, absolutely. So clarity. Huh. Hence why my media company is Clear Talk Media, right? And right now, everything is very convoluted. It's confusing for people. And that's intentional because we have the author of confusion right now attempting to, you know, raise a roux. Well, here's the deal. In order for anything to become clear and anything, in order for anything to be cleared out, I believe the president has plunged the swamp. And now everything is coming to the surface. And I believe we're watching like an epic move of God. I'm an ordained minister. I talk about life, love, and liberty for a reason, faith, life, and politics, right? And all of us are very uncomfortable with what we're seeing because it's so big. It's overwhelming. Had he shown all of it to us at one time, we wouldn't have been able to consume it, much less digest it, much less withstand it. And that's what we're seeing happen in the country is people feel helpless. They're angry. They don't know what to do. And ultimately, that leads to apathy. Thankfully, we still have like this hope train moving that there could be something that occurs in March where the president is concerned. No one has substantiated that other than knowing that Biden's administration does not have access to the Pentagon. There are other mechanical pieces in place that would alert you to there's something not right here, right? But ultimately, people are in need of clarity. And someone like Lynn Wood has brought clarity, right? Which is why he's under an enormous amount of attack from all angles right now. So he took to Telegram the other evening because his first purpose at this point, I firmly believe, is to usher in clarity regarding the kingdom of God and God's work in the earth right now. He defends the defenseless. That has been his life's work. So now he's defending us as a nation while, you know, Scud missiles, as he refers to them, are raining down upon his personal life. He's rising up out of those ashes to say, listen, America, we are not helpless. We do not have to wait on a man to make something great again in this country, that the Spirit of God lives in all of us as a nation. And for those of us who subscribe to Christ, the power of the kingdom of God resides in us. So let's get clear about some practical steps that we can take. So we took to Telegram the other night and listed out 21 steps that Americans can take right now to take your power back in your personal life as well as in this nation. And it's amazing how, you know, one of the things that popped up, this is just one example, Stu. I had a lady just this morning kind of say, yeah, rah, rah, you know, go God. We love you, Monica. And thank you for the, you know, for the admonition and the exhortation and all the enthusiasm. We love it. We love it. But fun fact, I was bullied out of my kid's school. I had to wear a mask. They wouldn't let me come pick up a computer. You know, I'm combining stories of people who are still like, what do? The mask police are after us, right? And I'm like, well, that's exactly why in one of his steps, Lynn said to coalesce in your communities, find attorneys who will be willing to take up your cases in court. Find community people who are not afraid. That is the number one enemy of this nation right now is our fear. With every cancellation, with every Mike Lindell moment on Newsmax, all of our idols are following. I mean, they're falling. So it's like every moment that we see someone that's like, okay, here's a guy standing up for liberty and justice, just getting extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? Shamed off of a, you know, cable news network that we've all felt like, okay, here's someone we can trust. And we watch him exorciated, I guess would be a good word. I mean, it was horrible to watch.
I think
that.
I think the shame falls right? on.
And if he doesn't have a voice, where are we going to have a voice for too long, right? I mean, before long, where are we going to have our voice? You do still have a voice in your communities and in numbers and finding attorneys who understand the law, who will actually take up your cases. You know, what is it? The squeaky wheel gets the
grease. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Be the squeaky wheel.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's been commonplace that the loudest bullhorn wins. I mean, we're legalizing right. crime out here, for crying out loud. Yeah. We're legalizing crime because people burned things down and had bullhorns in the streets in a mostly peaceful way, by the way. We just want to make that clear to address the shameful the shaming on
Nobel Peace Prize worthy, nevertheless. Yes.
To address the shaming on Newsmax, I think the only shame falls upon that network. I think that was embarrassing, grandstanding, and filibustering and gaslighting. And Mike Lindell is an American patriot. He's got a lot of courage, and he says that this Friday he's releasing a ton of evidence. Of course they want to silence him. Where has Sidney Powell been? We haven't heard from General Michael Flynn. Where is Johann Pulitzer? You know, the people who, in the mainstream media, they're fake. They're liars. They're part of the problem. They are perpetuating the narrative so that they don't lose access to the fake administration. You mentioned that Biden doesn't have access to the Pentagon. That's confirmed?
That has been confirmed by my sources, yes.
Excellent.
He has not had access to the Pentagon.
How about the nuke codes? Would the nuke codes be included in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I know that he is not, and his team has not been granted the clearance necessary for an incoming administration. So there's clearly a standoff occurring right now. And a lot of things are happening. Listen, we've been groomed to, we want to see it. We want to see it right now, right? Because that's how we've psychologically, neurologically, we've been remapped to have this expectation of, well, where is it? We need to see it right now. And we've become the court, right? And the jury and the judge and the executioner, because we've been set up for that with social media. And I will say this, I firmly believe that people like Sidney Powell, General Flynn, if you think those two have walked off the landscape of seeking justice in this country, then you live under a rock. That's not who they are as people. Their life's work has been about finding and defending justice. I in no way, shape, or form believe that those two, for sure, are asleep at the wheel. Not happening.
Yeah.
Too much work has gone into it. And I do not speak with them directly. Look at the landscape of their lives and look at the body of work, kind of like what I tell people about Lynn. Look at his body of work while he's under this barrage of assaults, right? Mm-hmm. But you look at someone like Javon, I can tell you with certainty that he has pulled back from social media. And I'll tell you why. Not because he's hiding, but because, and it grieves him to do so, because he loves, and I do have this on firsthand knowledge, he loves America and he loves connecting with his audience to alert you to what's going on, whether you believe it or not. You can chew the meat, spit out the bones, whatever you choose to do with the information. He pulled himself off of social media as not to jeopardize or compromise the integrity of the investigation that is still going on. You'll note that the left has made everyone out to be a domestic terrorist who is using, just like they did on Newsmax yesterday, right? Well, we're just not going to discuss the voter fraud, as if it just poof magically goes away. Yeah. My governor, who is at the epicenter, ground zero of hell of voter fraud, says to us 2 weeks ago, it's time to move on, Georgia. You know, and we're like, and the half the GOP establishment's like, oh yeah, let's move on. I'm like, where the hell are we going? Where are we moving to? We just came through a compromised soft coup by virtue of our state's irregularities. And you want to move on.
Yeah. When somebody is the subject of an ongoing criminal investigation, that's an uncomfortable feeling. It's an uncomfortable feeling. And I can see why Kemp would love to move on.
Move on.
The 21 step deal, the 21 steps we can take right now. Where is this? Where can my listeners find this? Because
we've got to get this out here. Sure. It's on Lynn Wood, his Telegram, and he only has one, but it's Lynn Wood Speaks Truth.
Yeah.
You'll also find it on mine. I also share it with you, and you're excellent. This is what we need to do. If you want information to continue to be consumed, that's truth. It's not just information. It is truth. It is godly truth and facts. Combined in with that truth, then you need to be supporting people who Lynn actually refers to as truth speakers, which I love because there's no monetary gain for me. If anything, this comes at a great risk. And you know that because you're a truth speaker. There is a great risk that all of us are taking, and it's absolutely worth it. I'm not complaining. I'm not a martyr. I don't need an award. I don't make money from doing it. I'm just really happy to be here on the landscape. So whenever you go to Lynn Wood Speaks Truth to follow him, you can comment on his thread on mine, which is Monica Matthews, or either the Monica Matthews.
Yeah, because you share pretty much everything that he's doing over there. You're really good at that.
Thank you.
The 21 steps, is it going to make my listeners feel better? Are people going to feel better about themselves, have some like sense of purpose here, like, oh, this is what we can do?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's not even, you're going to feel better because you're going to feel empowered because you've probably, listen, we're all in the fog of battle right now.
Yeah.
We're all in the fog of war. And when you're in the fog of war, you either check out, you're in PTSD, you don't know what, you're confused, right? And this is a guidepost. This is a standard by which you can plant your flag in the ground right now to take your, your sovereignty back as an American citizen in a sovereign nation still. But, I don't think that all things are lost. I don't think all hope is lost. But the only way we lose is if people become apathetic, they become enraged, and they take to the streets. They take the bait of fighting each other in the streets, which, according to, Lynn
that
studies on-
That is what they want. This is the big distraction, the civil war, the call for violence, the let's rage against each other, all of those things. Please don't take the bait. We are one family. Republican,
Amen.
Democrat, conservative, liberal, gay, straight, black, white. We are one family fighting against tyranny, and we have to stay together. Monica Matthews, check her out, Life, Love, and Liberty. And Monica, thank you for bouncing around off my Twitter. Keep it up.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
You know that we do business with patriots, with God-fearing Christian Americans, with veterans. We do business with really good people here at the Patriotically Correct Radio Show because we are transparent in our love for country and our republic. We are transparent in our relationship with God, and we are not ashamed to tell the truth, talk about it at all. Cancel me, dox me, throw me away. I don't really care. That is what we stand for, and we always will. We already told you about Carlos Cortez Jr. at Cortez Wealth Management. He delivered his message at the beginning of today's show. Later, we'll talk about Verve Forever, the CBD products that I absolutely love. But right now, another subsidiary of Verve United, and they have these unbelievable shirts. Go to 45lives.com and check this one out. This is the Trump Lives. Here's the America Wins shirt. These things are incredible quality. I have both of them. They have a t-shirt there, too, and you can see the flag is sewn on correctly because this is a veteran-owned company. That's why we do business with them. So go to 45lives.com, 45lives.com, and get more information. Buy it. Wear it proud. Do the patriotic duty that you know. Be loud. Be out here and be loud. I'm telling you right now, because that is the only way that we can bring the fight to them. Great interview with Jesus Rivera coming up next. He was recently arrested by the FBI, and you're not going to want to miss this as PC Radio continues.
Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
2.4 million was the last number that I got. That's how many live listeners tune in for this low-budget afternoon radio program, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, iHeartRadio. The station is Mojo 50. If you happen to miss it, you're working, you don't have time, you can always find us on our Rumble channel. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, Gab. My God, there's just getting to be so many platforms. And the reason why there's so many platforms, obviously, is because we're being deleted from platforms. We're having platforms taken away from us. We're being censored. We're being doxxed. We're being shadow banned. Entire platforms being removed. Ask Parler how they feel about this. Mike Lindell, he's gone. Treated very badly on Newsmax in a very embarrassing display over there just yesterday. Mike Rowe, the dirty jobs guy. Completely banned off of Facebook. Why? Because he is a conservative and because he's a Trump-supporting Christian American, and he's not afraid to say so. Joining us now, another one of those guys, Jesus Rivera, only, Jesus, this is a little bit more serious for you. You were present at the so-called insurrection on the 6th of January at the Capitol when the president encouraged followers to patriotically and peacefully protest questioned election, the legitimacy of the election. You're an independent filmmaker. You were there to document these things. Subsequently, you were arrested by the FBI on the 20th of January. Total surprise to you. Tell us your story.
Yeah, it was the whole situation has been crazy. The day after everything happened on the 6th, me and my wife drove back home. We were talking about what we needed to do. On the 7th, we actually contacted the FBI to let them know that we had footage for them. We were willing to help out and do what we needed to do. we just wanted to make sure that our names were cleared, because the entire way home, we had people blowing us up saying, you're going to jail. You guys were part of this and that. And we're like, you know what? We might as well get our names off the record now so we don't have to worry about it later. And I contacted someone at the FBI from their FBI website. They said to send the information. I did what they said, and they'll say, we'll be with you. We'll contact you if we need anything else from you. That was the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. On January 20th at around 7:30 in the morning, I get a knock on the door. My sister opens the door, comes to my room and says, hey, my sister-in-law, she was staying with us. She's like, the FBI is here. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. She goes, yeah, they're at the door. Like, there's a lot of them. So I get up. I go out my door. Sure enough, they come barging in. I want to say there's probably about two or three officers. I don't know if they're FBI or sheriff, whatnot. It moved so quick. But they came in, guns blazing, the whole works. Don't know why that was necessary. They pulled me from my house, walked me straight to a car, and went straight to the FBI little office to be interrogated about what happened there.
I'll tell you why that happened. It happened for optics. It happened so that the neighbors could see it, so that it could be filmed, so it could be, look at this, this MAGA guy, this Q guy, this Trump-supporting wacko nut job, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. He's a terrorist, and he was arrested. Look at this. He's dangerous. He's probably toting a whole bunch of guns. He's probably a violent person that's going to do horrible things in our community. That's why they do these things. They do this to discredit you. They do this to make you look like the bad guy. They do this to frame it for their political advancement. 100%. That's proven by another interesting part of your story. You weren't the only filmmaker there, independent journalist or otherwise. Journalists that were there with major news networks were also there. They went further inside of the building than you, so I can expect that you'll be telling us about all of the charges that they're facing.
Which is, there's none. They're not facing any charges.
Weird.
Specifically, the New Yorker was there, and allegedly you've heard from other sources that CNN was another one of them that went in there further than you. However, their film crew, no charges whatsoever. Now, obviously, because you're being charged here by the feds, you participated in some destruction of property. You lit some fires, you knocked down some doors, you stole some things, you violently overtook the police that were there to stop everybody from coming in, right? I mean, clearly that's what happened here.
No, that's not what happened at all.
Oh,
not for me.
Oh, really? Okay. So what is it that actually happened?
What I did was I was there documenting everything that was going on. Literally, that's all I did. I followed the crowd. I documented it. I wanted the people to see, other conservatives like myself. I wanted people to see what was going on, because we already knew that immediately the news was going to make it to be some crazy thing. I mean, we heard people had guns and weapons in the crowd. You can watch my video. The video's out there. And the part of the video I got was a lot of angry Americans, patriot Americans, who wanted their voices heard. I didn't kick anything. I didn't break anything. I didn't break into anything. I was literally there recording everything that I possibly could to ensure there was complete documentation from somebody else outside of our typical news media that's there.
So here's an interesting point, because we heard, of course, on the mainstream media and other places that our legislators were so terrified they were hiding under desks and hiding in tunnels and all this other stuff. And some other videos of people that were on their cell phones or whatever, you see them telling the cops, hey, man, you guys are doing a good job, yeah, this and that. It didn't seem like the folks that were walking the halls of the Capitol were there to harm the police, harm the legislators, destroy the building and burn it down. Although you're going to have a couple idiots in every group. What was the mentality or the people who were around you? What was their intent? Was it just to be heard, or were they there to destroy the place?
I can't tell you what everybody else's intent was, but I can tell you that the people that I was around, they did want to have their voices heard. And you actually see that in one part of my video where there's a guy in a microphone saying, you will hear us, literally shouting in a microphone, talking about now it's our turn to talk as Americans. When I was in there, when I got through, people were walking the hallways. People were talking to police officers, just like you said. I even said, hey, you guys, thank you for what you're doing. Please stay safe. They said the same thing to me. Hey, you know, stay safe out there. Now, once they tell me what I was doing was wrong, they're just telling me to stay safe as well, too. But the whole time they're directing traffic and telling people, hey, just go this way, this way, stay in line kind of thing. And, you know, the crazy Trump supporters that were there, the crazy Trump supporters were listening to these police officers and just walking a specific hallway in a specific area, not doing anything crazy.
Almost as if they were directing a tour, it seemed like.
It really did seem like that. I mean, yeah. you could see where some of the police officers set up towards the very end of the hallway. Again, there's maybe 20 of them, 10 on each side, and they were just standing there telling people, go this way, go this way. And people were just walking. No one was fighting with the cops. No one was trying to break any of the statues that were inside or was trying to get anything. I can't say that for the people at the very beginning, but I can say what I saw based off of my documentation from the individuals that I saw who were there at that time.
All summer long, starting in Minneapolis and spreading like wildfire throughout this entire country, Portland is still under siege. Seattle, yeah. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit, cities literally burning, businesses to the ground, people being assaulted, police officers being shot and killed, officers being executed as they just sit in their squad cars, all for a false narrative, all for this systemic racism thing. These politicians, these same people that are supporters of a movement to arrest people like you, who were there to document, who did nothing wrong, who were ushered in by police officers, who didn't commit any crimes, they're cheering this on. These are the same people that over the summer were encouraging people to raise money for freedom funds to bail out these people. Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon over at the failing CNN Communist News Network, they get on television and they talk about, I don't want to hear any of this whataboutisms. I don't want to hear this comparing between what happened over the summer because people are upset that cops are murdering black people at alarming rates. They're upset about that. I don't want to hear this comparison. Well, you're right, Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. You can't compare it because what happened on January 6th at the Capitol was disenfranchised Americans patriotically and peacefully making their voices heard. As Richard pointed out, there are dirtbags in every crowd. We know that. There are certain select small groups of people, pockets of individuals that make an entire crowd look bad. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch, so they say. But the comparison can't be made by maybe trespassing and damage to property or vandalism versus domestic terrorism, which is what took place over the summer. And no arrests federally for that. And if there were, you're certainly not seeing them blasted all over the mainstream media. Now, you have been highlighted by your local media. They made you look like a complete idiot with this so-called booking photo. Your social media has been completely taken down. And then you had some crowdfunding to help you with what I'm assuming would be your legal representation. You put this out there, and now the crowdfunding has been taken away as a result of being targeted and the attention brought to that crowdfunding by your local media, who's trying to frame this in a certain way so that their failing network can stay relevant. Is that how you see it? Did I hit the nail on the head there?
You hit it perfectly on the head, man. That's exactly how it was. I mean, it's one of the local news stations has constantly tried to reach out to me, left letters on my wife's door, on our car door, saying they want to talk to us. They were actually there when I had my sentencing, when they let me go under pretrial conditions. And the whole time they're just following us with cameras, the whole works. And it's been like that since the 20th. They've been constant on us. And the worst part was what you said was we had a PayPal up helping out with legal representation. They decided that they were going to go out and say, hey, he has a TikTok talking about his crowdfunding, which obviously means they're going to my social media platforms. And after that, my PayPal got blocked. I got completely banned from PayPal. So everybody who ever donated anything, which was a good amount, aren't able to get a refund. I'm not able to touch it. They said that I can't do anything with it for 180 days.
Unbelievable. Is there a new place where people can go to support you?
Right now I have one called Give Send Go. It's actually a Christian based crowdfunding website, but it's GiveSendGo / Jesus Rivera. I'll send you the link so you can have it, or if I can put it out there later on, but it's in, if you follow me on TikTok, it's in my profile. That's the only place I have it right now outside of my Facebook. When I put the crowdfunding out there, you can find it there on my
Facebook. When I share your story with my audience in Telegram and on Twitter and Facebook as well, I will put the link here. It's there. So take a look at it. And I'm going to support you in any way that we can.
Absolutely.
Jesus Rivera, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Godspeed and best wishes to you. More powerful conversation continues with Shemaine Nugent coming up next on Patriotically Correct Radio. Interesting conversation going on in the Nugent household, and we'll ask Shemaine about that. Stick around.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Got to stop down to tell you about a great company, a veteran-owned company, an American Patriot-owned company that is Verve Forever. Now, Verve is a CBD company, right? They promise the highest quality CBD, Richard, at the most affordable prices. Before this whole CBD craze, I was completely ignorant to it. I knew nothing about it. I saw it advertised at corner stores. I drive by my chiropractor's office, and it says, now selling CBD. I was like, man, what is all this stuff? I was under the misconception that people were running around high, getting high off of this oil and dripping vials and all that stuff and THC and marijuana and everything else. And I was like, wow, I can't believe they could just sell this stuff out there. That is not the case. It is a holistic and natural, basically your body already has cannabinoids, right? And this is an enhancement of that. It's kind of a healing thing, if you will. And what does CBD address? Well, it addresses anxiety. It addresses post-traumatic stress, PTSD. If you have a child or if you personally are suffering with ADD or ADHD, all of the things, all of the stresses that we deal with, migraine, headaches, physical pain, I'm telling you, CBD is a magical answer. And if you're already using CBD, but you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company, trash it. Come on over. And the way that you find more information on Verve is by going to our website. There's an affiliate link right there that'll hook you up with discounts and all kinds of stuff, whether you need pain strips, pain cream, the oils, there's a face thing, there's a bubble bath. I mean, there's all kinds of different products. I don't know a lot about all of it, but educate yourself on this CBD thing because I'm telling you, it is so good for you. It is so healthy, and it is such a magical thing. I was going to require shoulder surgery. I no longer have to require shoulder surgery because of Verve Forever CBD. ThePCRadioShow.com. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see the Verve Forever logo right there at ThePCRadioShow.com. ThePCRadioShow.com. Shemaine Nugent coming up right now as the PC Radio Show continues.
Kicking off liberal propaganda like an enemy of the Clintons.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Patriotically Correct Radio with Stu and Rich.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Mojo 5-0 Radio.
In the midst of all of the bad news, there are so many people that are walking around with this elevated level of anxiety, frustration, stress, the fear. I mean, anytime that something is unknown, there's a fear that goes along with it. And then, of course, there are people that will pounce all over that fear and use fear to move the masses, to encourage you to get the vaccination, to encourage you to stop traveling, don't gather with your family, don't have your kids playing sports, take them out of school. Look at the Chicago Teachers Union. They're capitalizing on this. It's hard to find ways to be happy. I'm happy that Shemaine Nugent is here, and she can also tell you how to be happy in her new book, 4 Minutes to Happy. Shemaine, welcome to PC Radio. Thanks a lot for coming back. We love having you as a friend of the show, by the way.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. How are you guys doing?
Well,
are you happy?
You know, I am. Happy, yes. I'm really a happy person generally. I do get a little frustrated. As you saw yesterday on the program, I kind of lost it there for a little while. But, you know, I think what we're doing here is we're just saying all of the things that everybody is thinking. And we have a lot of questions. And the frustration is that the questions are being, you know, the Heisman Trophy, right? He's carrying the football. And then over here, he's pushing this away. That's kind of how I picture the media right now and how I picture this administration is, look, yeah, we're carrying our narrative here, but we're pushing yours away to the side. And excuse me with my microphone there. See, here I go getting all animated again. But it's your platform, Shemaine. You've had some pretty heated conversations in your household. So when I reached out to you saying, hey, I'd love to have you on the show because of yesterday, because of how, you know, animated and I don't know, authentic, I guess you could say, that I was on the program, I was like, man, I really would like to get Shemaine on here. She's just such a hard charger. When I reached out to you, just to be candid here, full disclosure, you said, well, there's been some conversation in my house with Ted and, you know, what's going on?
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being on your show once again. But yeah, it's interesting because in this day and age that we live in, these crazy times and no doubt biblical times, we're going to be talking about this lifetime that we're experiencing for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's interesting how what's going on now, you and I were talking too, it has the opportunity to divide a household. Now, Ted and I are on the same page about
many things. He says things a little bit differently than I would. I'm the kinder, gentler soul, I would say. But about a year ago, my eyes were opened to, I'm going to say, the cabal and what's going on and what I believe. And I went down a rabbit hole. And it took me a long time to come up for air. And the first thing I wanted to do is shout it to the mountaintops and tell everybody. And I did, and I have been. And I will continue to do that. But I'm as I mentioned to you, I'm scaling back a bit for several reasons. Ted has said, you know, you got to, this morning, the first thing, when you get older, the first thing you do when you wake up and you talk to your spouse, how'd you sleep?
Yeah.
You know, that's the number one topic of conversation as we age. Did you sleep okay? Oh, it was such a great night.
Yes.
Those are the.
I'm a little sore here this morning. I must have twisted something in my back.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older too. And those pains will affect you all day long, unless, of course, you are using Verve CBD products, which we'll get to later. But ooh. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I need
do,
that.
I do understand what you're saying. And so then the topic of conversation ultimately has to shift, because you can only for so long talk about the quality of your rest.
Well, where I was getting at is I told Ted that I didn't sleep that great. I got up at 5 and I just couldn't go back to bed. And he goes, well, you gotta turn off the TV. You got to turn this off. You got to rest and relax. And I'm like, you know, I know he's right. I hate that. But at the same point, I need to be informed, be well informed. However, what I'm going to be doing from this point on is I've got my own theories about that which I believe in. And I do believe that they are coming to fruition, just not in the time that many people thought. But the number one thing that you need to do, you get a car. Everybody who's watching this program has to do right now is you have to take care of your health. Nobody wants to go to the doctor. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. Nobody wants to have a cold or a cough or a sore throat or a flu-like symptom or anything. The most important thing that I have to do right now is take care of me. And for women, we've always been the types of people, I believe, women who put the needs of other people before our own. And we were juggling, you know, family, work, and cooking and cleaning and everything. And I think it's time that we play a little role reversal and be selfish. And that's what I'm going to do right now.
How are you going to do that?
Awesome.
I'm putting my health every day. I work. Do you notice when you asked me if I could come on, I said, not at this time, but I'm available that time.
Right.
Believe it or not, that was hard for me. I would roll out the red carpet and say, yes, I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive you to the airport. Yes, I can make dinner for 20 people. Yes, I can clean up the dog poop and do a podcast. You know, it's just...
Boy, I tell you, Ted did pretty well. did this guy outkick his coverage
the other day
or what?
We were having this conversation. I was, you know, relaying some things and I got energetic like you did on your podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And I started nailing these things that were going on. And he said, who are you and what have you done with my wife? But I have changed. I have changed and I'm putting the needs of myself. I'm being selfish, but I'll tell you why. I can be a better podcast host. I'm writing a book right now. I can be a better author. I can be a better wife. I can be a better mom. I can be a better friend. I can help more people if I fill up my cup and do the things that make my heart sing and take care of my health. And if I follow that rabbit hole down to the fear mongering, that's the number one thing that you should not do.
Right.
And it's interesting that, you know, we're so concerned about the coronavirus, but has anybody asked, you know, what happened to the flu?
I don't know.
Do we cure it?
Do we dare ask that? I mean, Richard, you were mentioning this yesterday on the program. I think that you've been outed now as a racist, actually, for asking about what happened to influenza B and the common cold, tuberculosis, congestive heart failure, car accidents, for crying out loud, train wrecks. These people are being labeled COVID-19 deaths. We know why, and it's for a $39,000 check and another notch on the ticker at the bottom of your screen that's relentlessly displayed all over the place. I'm probably going to be banned now from YouTube.
You are now fun. A racist as well.
Yes, I am. Again. For sure. You were mentioning before we came on the air that you have, as part of this, you know, feeling better, taking care of yourself, helping other people, putting other people first, you have a way that you're going to be helping women. How's that?
Yes, I have a program for women only. Sorry, guys. But I do believe that we hold the key. You know, you've heard that saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah. I believe, you told me something I'm not going to repeat that you agreed with your wife on. And I think, and what did I say? Kudos to you, young man.
Yeah.
That is the way that we all need to, I think, treat each other in a relationship is, you know, meet each other halfway and be supportive, which you mentioned that you were. And also, you know, I do believe there's a mind, body, and spiritual connection to our health that a lot of people are missing out on. A lot of women struggle with their weight and guys too. And I think I've figured out how to have my cake and eat it too and still maintain my weight. That's one thing that I want to share with people. There are tips and tricks. I've been a fitness instructor for 40 years and I don't deny myself the things that I want to eat, but there is a trick to it. There are a few tricks that I could share with you. But that's one part of the equation. You could look great in a bikini, but if you're not happy inside, you're not healthy. Yeah. And I do believe if you don't have that spiritual connection with God, then it's a full circle. You have to have that mind, body, spirit connection. So my program is called Reawaken, and it starts February 18th, and it's available on my website if women want more information. And share it with someone that you know, a woman that you know and love, because it might change their life. And you know, if it changes their life and makes them happy and healthy, you're going to be happier and healthier as well.
Well, you know, it's funny that this comes up today, because just last night my wife and I were having this exact conversation because she finds it extremely, extremely hard, almost embarrassing to put herself first. Mm-hmm. She will take care of me. She'll take care of the boys, her store, her employees, everything else before she goes. And I get very frustrated by it, because I can see, as her husband, when the day is over, I can see how it affects her. And then I can see that she's upset about it. She's stressed out. And then we have these, they're almost arguments about, why in the hell won't you just go buy yourself a pair of boots, go on a bike ride, go do something for you every day, even if it's just for 10 minutes.
How about,
uh-oh.
4 minutes.
There we go.
There it is. Well, maybe I'm going to buy her the book.
Yes. What's your wife's name?
Karen.
Okay. Karen, I'm talking to you and everyone out there who has a hard time putting themselves first.
Listen up, babe.
Okay. Listen up. I was that person who put the needs of everybody else before myself. And one day I woke up and I went, how come nobody's worried about me? How come nobody's asking me what I want to do? How come I'm not happy? And I realized also, this is kind of a side event, but not really. It really has to do with the whole mind, body, spirit connection that we were talking about. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold exposure in my home. Mm-hmm. When you lose your health and you're lucky enough to get it back, I have to put my health first. I know what it's like to be unhealthy and unhappy. I don't want to go there again. And I think the problem with most women is it's not bad enough for us to go, well, you know, I'll just make this one dinner for 20 people. Yeah, bring everybody over. I'll clean up. You go to bed. I'll do all the dishes. I'll do everything. But deep down inside, they know that something is off. So mm-hmm. in the program, I'm going to talk about that and finding that spirit and that desire to do those things that make your heart sing. Have you ever done something where you guys probably do this every day, and a lot of women don't, and guys too, where you get so involved and the time flies by,
yeah.
and you forget to eat lunch or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I believe that when we are doing some of those things, those monotonous things like cooking and cleaning, and I'm nothing against that, because I actually do love to cook and clean in moderation. But I do think that it takes away, it's kind of like an ice carving. It chips away until there's nothing left. So girlfriend, Karen, fill up your cup.
Yeah.
Do the things that make your heart sing.
And I don't think that that's selfish at all. I don't view that as being a selfish thing.
But a lot of women think it's selfish.
Right. As a matter of fact, I think it's incredibly patriotic, because how can you effectively fight a battle alongside me if you haven't taken care of number one, which is you? If you're not right, how can I count on you? And you can talk about, fighting in wars. For example, Richard, he's a Purple Heart recipient, multiple deployments, combat wounded. You're in Iraq. You want to know that the guy next to you has his stuff together, right? Yep. You're depending on him. You're putting your life in his hands. And, I think that having a prepared partner, somebody who's strong and confident in themselves, instills confidence in us, too. I'm disappointed that this is for women only. So I guess while you are doing that, your thing with the
we'll
ladies
get you a wig.
In one room, maybe, we don't know
I'll do one for men only too next time.
We don't know how Richard identifies. Maybe he could sneak his way in there. I'll tell you what, Ted and I will be in the next room diving down the rabbit hole wearing our tinfoil hats and getting really pissed off at everything. And then you can come and fix us. How about that?
That sounds great. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your service. And thank you to all the servicemen and women out there who put the needs of others, our country, before their own, who have made so many sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice, and their families as well. I've had the honor and opportunity to work with Gold Star Moms, and it's not easy. Yeah, it ain't easy. And we've had a lot of wounded soldiers here at our ranch that just want to take a check out their brain for a minute, and they want to go hunting with Uncle Ted. They want to drive around the ranch, and they want to play with our dogs, Happy, Sadie, and Coco, and they want to just check out mentally and see what it feels like once again to just be out there with Mother Nature and to get your hands dirty, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really an incredible service and sacrifice that you guys have had, and I God bless you for it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Speaking of looking at the clock and running out of time, you know how this radio thing works. We're up against a hard break. Where can people find the program starting on February 18th?
It is ShemaineNugent.rocks, ROCKS/reawaken.
All right. And get the book, 4 Minutes to Happy, Shemaine Nugent. And going to have you back. We'll circle back, right?
Let's circle. Can we circle back?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. We'll circle back. An embarrassing revelation from yesterday's show. I was really embarrassed about something that happened. That's coming up. It's good news, though. Stick around.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Hey, with all the impeachment nonsense, we know where this is going. Okay, scary times with all of the canceling and doxing and shadow banning and the attack on your First Amendment. Very scary times. With all the removal of platforms, with the attack on the Second Amendment, very scary times. Kids are coming out of school. There's a virus going around and a vaccine that is being relentlessly pushed upon you. These are very scary times. They can create scary times in a lot of ways, including financially, which is why we bring on Carlos Cortez Jr. with Cortez Wealth Management. If you want to book an appointment with Carlos Cortez, make sure that you give him a call in his office at 813-448-3446. That's 813-448-3446. And here's our final message from Carlos Cortez Jr. today.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. My job is to protect your principal and not your feelings. What I mean by that is do not get your investment advice from a movement. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of panic out there, but you need to speak to a registered investment advisor that has your best interests at heart and understands what's going on in the White House and on corrupt Wall Street. Give us a call, 813-448-3446, or book your meeting online at CortezWM.com.
Attention, liberal snowflakes. Caught you listening again.
Well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Stewie and Richie, the patriotically correct radio show, is on the Warrior Radio Network.
I make mistakes. I do it all the time. I know Richard makes mistakes. Everybody here makes mistakes. We're imperfect people. Yesterday, I made a mistake of just not knowing something, which is fine. I don't know everything. And our intelligent listeners put me up on game. They did. You remember Mark Robinson. He was the citizen, the angry citizen that was appealing to and pleading with a body of elected representatives in North Carolina, as he was saying he doesn't represent the minority, he represents the majority, and that he was going to stand and fight against these tyrannical overreaching mandates and the attack on First Amendment and Second Amendment, and he was going to keep his rights come hell or high water and demanding that these people now speak up to represent the majority, which is what he described himself as. Little did I know that he did the most patriotic thing in the world, Richard. He put himself directly in the fight and ran for elected office. This Mark Robinson that we were looking at yesterday is now the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, and he is sticking by his guns, and he is sticking by his patriotic truth-telling platform as he calls people out for their hypocrisy and for their disgusting filth. This happened just yesterday.
That cartoon doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is the hypocrisy behind it. That's what bothers me. That you would portray a black man just because he's in the GOP as a Klansman. That you would portray an American Indian woman, a Native American woman, Olivia Oxendine, who is a Lumbee Indian, and who has had to face the Klan face to face and their egregious actions and has had to fight against them. You would portray her as something that vile. The hypocrisy is mind-numbing, folks. And I'm here to tell you right now, this office is not going to stand by and let it go by. And when I'm not going to go along to get along, I'm going to call them out on every time. Because here it is. What I want to know from WRAL, is that who you are? Is that who you want to represent yourself to be in this state? And again, it's not a private individual. It's not a private Facebook page. That is a newspaper. Sells itself to millions of people across this state that would put something that vile out. What I understand, the person who drew this is an eighth grade social studies teacher.
Unbelievable.
That's true, and he's teaching these falsehoods. Because, by the way, wasn't anybody in the GOP that promoted the Ku Klux Klan and the ideals thereof? I can tell you who did that. If he's promoting this in WRAL, what is he doing in his classroom?
That is the question, ladies and gentlemen, that we want answered. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Remember, I said, do the most patriotic thing in the world that you can. Richard, you got nothing but time on your hands. You're retired from the military now. You do this show every afternoon. So what? Who cares? Go run for school board. You know, what is it? A couple meetings a month? And these are the people that look at this guy. I mean, he draws this racist cartoon that then gets published by this for sale paper, this WRAL. And good on you, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, for still calling it out, still truthing, still out here exposing this hypocrisy and this attack on American majority of patriots. Now, I have reached out to Mark Robinson and his chief of staff, had a lovely conversation with his wife. We're going to try to get him on the program so that we can congratulate him. He did the most patriotic thing that you can
Absolutely.
Do. Put yourself right in the fight, Richard. Run for office.
Can I get your commitment?
Are you going to do it?
Well, I certainly am going to look into it and see what it takes. And yeah, I just might do it. It's astounding to me that especially a teacher that's teaching our children how to be contributing members of society and social studies, teaching them what our country went through to be what we are, is going to put out some garbage like that. How in the hell can we trust that our kids are going to be led down the right path when they leave this house and go to school?
The short answer is you cannot trust.
Right.
You can trust nobody and nothing other than yourself and God. And that means that you have to take the fight to where it counts. We need the big thing here with all of this exposure that Donald Trump was able to pull the curtains back on, right? And this whole MAGA movement, his entire legacy is going to be based on the great awakening of 100 million people that now know the truth about how deep the deep state really is, how deep the swamp really goes. And he gave us the plan to pull the drain and drain the whole damn thing. And part of that plan is by becoming directly involved. You have to do it. And Richard, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this one. I tell you what, I'm going to run for elected office in my area. And I think school board is where it's at. I think that is the most important place for us to be. This is the future of our country, ladies and gentlemen, is our children. What greater gift from God is there than our children? And the indoctrination that is taking place in our schools right now is absolutely mind-numbing, in the words of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
Yeah. Great on him, man. I really hope he comes on, because I want to personally thank him. And
I'd like to give the guy a big damn bear hug, actually.
Well, yeah.
Seriously. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, that thing from yesterday, if you didn't see yesterday's show, go back, watch it anywhere that you can find your podcast. Awesome guy. Awesome patriot. Thank you very much. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us that do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!